Let's look at this short video clip and see if we want to do this.
那么我们看看一个很短的一个视频，看看是不是我们也想这样的洗礼。
The pastor is speaking Russian, and there.
这个牧师呢是讲的是俄语。
Okay, another guy comes. Okay, I think that's enough. So you guys are safe today.
你们今天是安全的哈，不用做这个洗礼。
All right, let's briefly talk about the meaning of baptism today.
那么今天呢，我们来简短的讨论一下这个洗礼的意义是什么。
For us evangelical Christians, baptism is one of the two church ordinances that the Lord Himself has instituted.
那么对我们福音派基督徒来说呢，洗礼呢是主他自己所设定的两个圣礼之一。
So it is important for us to really understand what baptism means and what it represents.
所以对我们来说呢，非常重要的是我们要了解这个洗礼的意义。
So let me read these verses from Romans chapter 6. Do you not know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we also might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his.
好，在罗马书第六章第三到五节，岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
So according to what Paul says here, baptism simply means our union with Jesus Christ in his death and the resurrection.
那么按照这个保罗所讲的，我们这个洗礼就是说归入耶稣基督的复活和受死。
We identify Jesus' death on the cross as our own, and we identify Jesus' bodily resurrection as our own.
那么我们把耶稣基督的死也看作是我们的死，也把耶稣基督的复活看作是我们的复活。
When we are baptized, we publicly declare that we died and came back to life with Jesus Christ.
那么当我们接受洗礼的时候，我们是公开的宣誓，就是我们已经死了，而且与耶稣基督一同复活。
Since we take Jesus' death and resurrection as our own, does it mean that we now have eternal life guaranteed?
因为我们已经接受耶稣基督的死和复活，是我们自己的死和复活，这是不是意味着我们就因此有了我们的永生得到了保证。
Before we answer that question, we must examine what Jesus accomplished in his death and resurrection.
那么在回答那个问题之前呢，我们要来看一看耶稣基督他在他的死和复活上到底成就了什么。
And in our English service, I always give them a key sentence to remember. So let me do this here. This is the key idea today. The meaning of baptism is that we die daily to our old self and walk in the newness of life that is available in the kingdom of God today.
那么在英文的聚会里面呢，我经常给大家有一句主要的一句话语今天的这个话语呢是，就是洗礼的意义呢，就是每天我们向我们的老我死，活出在神国里的新生命的新样。
Let me read this again so that it really settles down in our heart. The meaning of baptism is that we die daily to our old self and walk in the newness of life that is available in the kingdom of God today.
所以我们再仔细再想一想， 我们洗礼的意义就是呢，我们每天呢都向旧的老我死去，并在今天活出神国里新生的样式。
You can forget about everything in the sermon today, but remember this, then that's good.
如果你今天忘记了今天讲到所有的内容的话，如果你只记住这句话，那么这就非常好了。
So what did Jesus accomplish in his death and resurrection?
那么耶稣基督在他的死和复活里面到底成就了什么呢？
It is like looking at a multifaceted diamond.
那么这就像看一个钻石一样，它有很多的面。
But let me just point out two things today.
那么我们今天呢，只是在提两点，两个面。
First, Jesus accomplished forgiveness of sins in his death and resurrection.
首先，耶稣基督在他的这个成就了，通过他的死和复活，成就了罪得赦免。
This is what Jesus himself said in Luke 24.
我们接下来看耶稣基督在路加福音当中他自己所说的。
And he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. Let's do verse 5 first.
于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经。
And he said to them, Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day.
又对他们说，照经上所写的，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活。
And that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem.
并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷直传到万邦。
So Jesus himself connects his death and resurrection with repentance and forgiveness of sins for all nations.
那么耶稣在这个地方讲到他的死和复活呢，是与万邦的悔改赦罪有关系。
And when we hear repentance and forgiveness of sins, we immediately think of our own individual sins, the moral failure.
那么当我们想到赦罪悔改的时候呢，我们常常呢马上就想到我们自己的一些罪行，我们是在一些道德上的败坏。
And certainly when the Holy Spirit convicts us of our individual sins, we better repent and receive forgiveness of sins.
那么当然，如果当圣灵来指证我们犯了罪的时候，我们应该马上的赦罪悔改。
But Jesus means more than that.
那么耶稣所讲的呢，其实比那个内容更多。
Now in these verses, who is he talking to?
那么在这段经文里边的时候，耶稣是在对谁讲话
？Jewish believers，
是那些犹太信徒。
To the Jews, when they hear this phrase "forgiveness of sins," it means return from exile.
那么当犹太人听到这个赦罪的时候，他们马上会想到是从被他们的被掳当中，救回。
It doesn't mean that they don't think of being forgiven for individual sins.
那并不是意味着他们不是说个人的罪的赦罪悔改。
But first thing they thought of was when they hear forgiveness of sins, they thought of, oh, we are returning from our exile.
那么所以当他们听到这个赦罪的时候，他们首先所想到的是，哦，我们可以从我们的被掳当中归回。
Why were the Jews exiled?
那么这个犹太人为什么会被掳
？Because they broke the covenant with God.
是因为他们背离了与神所立的约。
N.T. Wright, a famous British New Testament scholar, says this.
赖特啊，他是一个英国的一个新约学者，他这样讲。
Again and again, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel insist on the point.Exile has come about because of sin, the sin that fundamentally consists in and then grows out of idolatry. The people's sins have been stacked up higher and higher, and they have finally paid the price. Exile is therefore to be understood as a kind of corporate national debt. If therefore exile is eventually undone, this will be both a forgiveness of sins and a new life, the other side of death.And the restoration of the life-giving divine presence, as resurrection in fact.
在这里他讲到说，一次又一次的，以赛亚 耶利米和以西结他就在指出这样一点，就是说被掳最终的原因就是他们犯了罪，他们罪的最基本的罪就是他们他们犯了拜偶像的罪，他们这些人他们这样的罪是一减一每一天在增加，以致越来越多，使他们最后他们还要因此付上一个代价。那么他们所以被掳就是他们整个国家的死亡。所以这样的话呢如果被掳可以被挽回的话，他们就是要通过赦罪，这样的就是一个在死的另外一面的新生命，也就是说让那个给予生命的神圣同在的归回确实这就是一个复活。
That's a good job.
Thank you.
Sin is more than our individual act.
所以罪是比我们个人所犯的更多一些。
Sin is breaking our covenant relationship with God and serving other gods.
那么罪就是我们离弃了与神所立的约，去侍奉别的神。
Israel broke the covenant relationship with God and pursued other gods, and they were exiled.
那么以色列他背弃了神，去追寻别的神，这样他们就会被掳，被流放。
The rest of the humanity, including ourselves, broke the covenant with God at the Garden of Eden and has been in exile since then.
那么其他的人们也是离弃了神在伊甸园中与人所立的约，所以因此也被流放。
So forgiveness of sins is the Jewish way of saying God has rescued us from exile.
那么罪得赦免，也就是以色列人 所讲的神将我们从被属当中被掳当中救回。
And this is what Apostle Paul says in Colossians chapter 1.
这就是保罗在哥罗西书所讲的。
He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son.
他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
In whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
我们在爱子里，得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
So this phrase, the forgiveness of sins, is a biblical code word for redemption, Jesus' rescue operation, so that we can receive citizenship in the kingdom of God.
所以讲到说罪得赦免，也就是圣经里的一个代名词，对。被救赎的一个代名词。
In his death and resurrection, Jesus restored the believing Jews back into the right relationship with God, and he called it a new covenant sealed in his blood.
通过他的死和复活，耶稣恢复了这些信主的犹太人，他们与神有一个正确的关系。他把这个叫做一个用他的血所立的新约。
And as Gentiles, when we put our faith and trust in Jesus, we come out of our own exile restored into a right relationship with God as his children.
那么作为外邦人，我们当我们信靠主耶稣基督的时候，我们也是从我们被流放之地被归回，然后我们与神有一个正确的关系，也就是成为他的儿女。
In his death, Jesus represented the entire humanity, and in his resurrection, he made resurrection available to all who put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ.
那么在耶稣基督的死里面，他代表了我们全人类，在他的复活里面，他将复活给了那些所有信靠他的人。
So back to Romans 6:4, this is what Apostle Paul says, therefore,We have been buried with him by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we also might walk in newness of life.
所以保罗在罗马书中第六章第四节说，所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
We are raised. With Jesus Christ, so that we can live our resurrection life today.
所以我们从死里复活，就是可以与耶稣一样，有一举一动有新生的样式。
Sure, we still have our old bodies.
所以我们确实我们的旧的身体还在。
But that resurrection life is available today.
但是我们复活的生命是今天已经给了我们。
How is your life with your spouse?
那么你与你的配偶的生活是怎么样的一个情况呢？
How is your life with your children or your parents?
那么你与你的孩子和你的父母亲的关系是怎么样的呢？
Do they see this life, new life in you, or do they bear the brunt of your old self?
那么他能在你的身上看到你的新生命吗？或者他们在仍然在承受你的旧老我的那种重担？
So let me repeat this key idea today.
所以我们在一起再重复一下今天的我们主要的所讲的内容。
The meaning of baptism is that we die daily to our old self and walk in the newness of life that is available in the kingdom of God today.
所以洗礼的意义呢，就是我们每天向旧的老我死去，并在今天活出神国里新生的样式。
So Jesus accomplished forgiveness of sins in his death and resurrection.
所以耶稣基督在他用他的死和复活成就了罪得赦免。
But Jesus did something else.
那么还有耶稣还做了别的。
In John 16:33, Jesus says this, I have said this to you so that in me you may have peace. In the world you face persecution, but take courage. I have conquered the world.
那么耶稣基督在约翰福音里面这样说，我将这些事告诉你们是要叫你们在我里面有平安，在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
Jesus was able to redeem us, take us from dark world into his kingdom because he conquered the world.
耶稣基督可以救赎我们，把我们从黑暗世界里面救赎出来，是因为他已经胜了世界。
But what does it mean that he conquered the world?
那么他胜了世界到底是什么意思呢？
For sure, he's not talking about the world that God and he himself created.
那么确实呢，神在这个地方所讲的呢，并不是他是神父神和耶稣基督他们自己亲手所创造的世界。
God loves his own creation.
神爱他自己的创造。
That's why he sent his son to the world.
就因为如此，所以他将他的爱子赐给人们。
Jesus is talking about here the power structures in the world that were being hijacked by the devil.
那么耶稣基督所讲的世界呢，在这个地方就是指那些已经被魔鬼撒旦所劫持的这个世界里的黑暗权势。
There is power structures, power system in the world that is man-made.
在这个世界上有一个权力架构是人手所造的。
The system itself is not sinful.
这个架构本身并不是有罪的。
But the devil comes and he hijacks this system.
但是这个魔鬼撒旦来了以后，他就劫持了这个世界。
That is why the devil tempted Jesus in the wilderness by saying, all theseAll the kingdoms of the world and their splendor, I will give you if you fall down and worship me.
所以就是在在魔鬼撒旦在耶稣基督试探在旷野试探耶稣基督说这些，你若俯拜我，我就把这一切，也就是世上的万国与万国的荣华都赐给你。
So Jesus first accomplished conquering the world.By successfully repelling the temptation from the devil.
那么耶稣基督胜过世界的第一次的时候，就是在旷野里边，他拒绝了魔鬼的引诱。
He did this after he fasted for 40 days.
他这是在他四十天禁食以后所成就的。
The devil even quoted God's own word to tempt Jesus.
那么这个魔鬼撒旦，他甚至用神的话语。来引诱耶稣。
But Jesus did not fall for the way of the world under the devil's sway.
但是耶稣基督没有受魔鬼撒旦的引诱，也没有顺从世界的风俗。
Jesus refused to play the power game of the world according to the rules of the world.
耶稣基督拒绝按用世界的法规、方法 来玩一个权力的游戏。
Even the Jewish people were expecting a military conqueror as their Messiah.
其实犹太人那个时候也是在期盼一个军事上的一个战胜者来做他们的弥赛亚。
And death was the devil's ultimate weapon to steer Jesus away from doing God's will.
那么，死是魔鬼撒旦用来最后的一个终极武器，是希望耶稣不去做神的心意。
But Jesus went through death.On the cross and defeated it when he came back to life.
但是耶稣基督经历了这一切，在用他在十字架上死战胜了他。
So Apostle Paul says in Colossians 2, he disarmed the rulers and authorities and made a public example of them, triumphing over them in it.
哥罗西书保罗在哥罗西书讲说。即将这一切执政的掌权的掳来明显给众人看，就仗着十字架夸胜。
Here the rulers and authorities refer to the power system in the world that is under the devil's influence and control.
那么在这个地方所讲的执政的掌权的，就是在这个世界当中的那种权力机构，也就是在魔鬼撒旦的影响之下。
And Jesus conquered that system in his deathBecause that was perfect obedience to the Father.
但是耶稣基督通过死，他战胜了这样的战胜了世界，就是因为通过他对神父神的完美的顺服。
Against this Jesus, the world unleashed its ultimate weapon, death on the cross.
那么对这样的一个耶稣，这个世界就施出了他最后的终极武器，就是把他钉死在十字架上。
In the death of Jesus, the world was powerless to do anything.
但是在耶稣基督死里边，这个世界在对耶稣是毫无能力做任何的事情。
In Revelation chapter 12, John, Apostle John describes the vision he saw.
在启示录第十二章，使徒约翰他这样描述他所看到的异象。
And this is what John says in Revelation 12:5. And he gave a birth, and she gave a birth to a son, a male child, who is to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. But the child was snatched away and taken to God and to his throne.
在启示录第十二章第五节说，妇人生了一个男孩子，是将来要用铁杖辖管万国的。他的孩子被提到神宝座那里去了。
Obviously, this refers to Jesus Christ.
那么很显然，这个地方所提到的男孩子就是耶稣基督。
And what happened after the ascension of Jesus Christ?
或者是在耶稣基督升天以后所发生的事情。
Revelation 12, verse 9 through 11 tells us.
在启示录第十二章九到十一节就会讲到耶稣升天以后所做的事情。
The great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him.
大龙就是那古蛇，名叫撒旦，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的。他被摔在地上，他的使者也一同被摔下去。
Then I heard a loud voice in heaven proclaiming, "How have come the now have come the salvation, and the power, and the kingdom of our God, and the authority of His Messiah? For the accuser of our comrades have been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God."
我听见在天上有大声音说，我神的救恩、能力、国度，并他耶稣基督的权柄，现在都来到了。因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的已经被摔下去了。
But they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, For they did not cling to life even in the face of death.
弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和他自己所见证的道，他们虽至于死，也不爱惜生命，性命。
So Apostle John is not talking about what will happen in the future.
那么，使徒约翰所讲的并不是将来所发生的事情。
He's talking about what happened already.
他是在讲已经发生过的事情。
And even before Jesus went to the cross, Jesus says this to his 70 disciples. They came back from a short-term mission trip.
那么，在耶稣基督走向十字架之前，有一次他对他70个刚从短宣回来的门徒说
，I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning.
我曾看见撒旦从天上坠落，像闪电一样。
So living the resurrection life here and now means that we participate in Jesus' victory over the world that's been under the power of the devil.
那么我们今天在这里活在一个复活的生命里面，就是意味着我们在耶稣基督的得胜里面有份，因为他战胜了在黑暗权势的这个掌管的世界。
So the question is,How do we participate in that resurrection life?
那么这个问题就是说，我们怎么能够加入到耶稣基督得胜里面？
How do we participate in the victory of Jesus Christ?
所以我们怎么样在他因着复活所得胜里面？
This is what the Lord Himself says.
那么这就是在这里主是这样说的。
In Matthew 28, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. In other words, Jesus has conquered the world.
那么，耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。”或换句话说呢，耶稣已经胜了这世界。
Go therefore and make disciples of all nations. In other words, rescue their inhabitants from the grip of the devil because he has conquered the world, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，换句话说，将他们从魔鬼的手中拯救出来，因为他已经胜了世界，奉父、子、圣灵的名给他们施洗。
And we do that by teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
So how do we join in the victory of Jesus Christ?
所以，那么我们怎么样能够加入耶稣基督的得胜之中呢？
How do we conquer the world today?
那么我们今天怎么样战胜世界呢？
First, we conquer the world that is in us.
首先我们要战胜在我们自己当中的那个世界。
That worldly things, worldly ways of doing things, worldly values that are deeply ingrained in us.
就是在我们身上那些世俗世界的价值观念和各样行事为人的方式。
That initial anger response when something happens.
那么，好像我们在有些事情发生的时候，我们会发怒。
Our habit to complain when things go wrong.
那么，当世界事情不顺利的时候，我们那种抱怨的习惯。
Our habit of worrying about things because we don't know the future.
当我们对前途不明了的时候，我们那种焦虑的习惯。
That's the world in us.
那就是我们，这些都是我们心人当中的世界。
We ourselves must be proper kingdom citizens first.
我们自己首先要成为神国合一的公民。
But we don't wait until we become perfect.
但是我们不能等待我们成为一个完美的公民。
As we are learning to become kingdom citizens, we also help others to become kingdom citizens.
那么当我们自己在学习做一个神国的子民的时候，我们也要帮助别人也学习怎么样成为和活在神国的子民里边。
If we wait until we become perfect, It's not going to happen.
如果我们当我们做的完十全十美的时候，那这样的事情是不可能发生的。
If we have taken five steps, we help people that are taking first step.
如果我们走了五步，我们去帮助那些走一步的人。
So this is the key idea today. The meaning of baptism is that we die daily to our old self and walk in the newness of life that is available in the kingdom of God today.
所以我们今天的回到我们的主题思想，就是洗礼的意义是我们每天都向旧的老我死去，并在今天活出神国里新生的样式。
So let's ask ourselves today.
所以让我们每个人都扪心自问。
Do we have hope of the resurrection?
我们对复活有盼望吗？
Not the hope of coming back to this body that is decaying and dying.
那这个盼望并不是盼望我们今天所有的身回复活到我们今天所有的身体里边。
I'm still relatively healthy, but I don't want to come back to this body.
那我呢自己呢还是相对比较健康的，但是我不想回到我们这个现在这个身体里边。
But how do we receive that glorious body when the Lord comes back?
那么当神主再来的时候，我们怎么样能够得到那个荣耀的身体呢？
It is by dying to our old self.
我们只有我们每天向旧的老我死去。
And it is by learning how to live that resurrection life here and today.
学习怎么样在这个地方每一天过那种复活的生命。
And that life is available to everyone who trusts in Jesus today.
这一个复活的生命对每一个信靠主耶稣基督的人都是给你的。
We don't have to wait until we die.
我们不需要等到我们死去以后才得到。
And that is the kingdom discipleship.
那么这就是天国的门徒训练。
So what is the meaning of baptism?
那么洗礼的意义是什么呢？
Our baptism is visible symbol and public declaration of such life.
说我们的洗礼就是我们有如此新生命一个所眼所能见的记号，一个公开的宣誓。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us this hope of resurrection.
父神，我们感谢你给我们一个复活的盼望。
We put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ.
我们把我们的信靠完全给耶稣基督。
We confess that Jesus accomplished forgiveness of sins for us.
我们承认耶稣基督给我们成就了罪得赦免。
And we confess that Jesus conquered the world in his death and resurrection.
我们也承认耶稣基督通过他的死和复活战胜了死亡。
And as we confess our faith and trust in Jesus, we also confess that we have that life in us today.
我们在承认耶稣基督看到耶稣基督复活的时候，我们也相信我们有这样一个新的生命。
So Lord, help us to put our old self to death daily.
主啊，帮助我们每天将我们的老我死去。
And empower us with this new life in the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
使我们有在因着有耶稣基督新生的生命，有让我们有重新有力。
May your kingdom come.
愿你的国降临。
May your will be done.
愿你的旨意成就。
In our life today.
在我们今天的生命当中。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉着耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.